the Barn Isle, Episode 11, Time to Hit the Road. Howdy, hi everybody, how are you today? Welcome to the Barn Isle. My name is Denise Yule, I'm your host, and I want to thank you for tuning in to my show. I am a USHJA certified hunter jumper trainer. I'm also a barn owner, and I've had over 30 years professional experience in the industry. I'd like to pay it forward to all of you by sharing my experiences and provide ideas to help you with your horse and your riding. The main purpose of this podcast is to offer everyday conversations like one might have in the barn while you're hanging out with your friends. So summer 2021. Apparently we are no longer in a pandemic and horse shows are off and running. And whether you compete at horse shows or whether you just like to take your horse out trail riding for weekend getaways or whatever it is you like to do with your horse, you want to make sure you pack the right supplies to get you through your week or your weekend, especially if you're going somewhere where you're not going to have stores or suppliers readily available. Keep in mind that as the operator of a training and show stable, a lot of what I'm going to talk about is related towards hunter and jumper horse showing, but of course you may tweak this any way you find necessary to meet your needs. If you're planning on going somewhere, of course you have to figure out how you're going to get there. Whether you're going 20 miles or 2,000 miles, there's a lot of preparation into going on an adventure with your horse. Now, if you are shipping your horse commercially to a horse show venue, you want to check with horse transport companies well in advance in order to arrange for transportation to get your horse where it needs to go. If you ride with a large show barn, they have their own vehicle to take the horses to the show, or they may contract out with a commercial hauler. It's your duty to make sure you know how your horse is going to get where it's going. If you plan on hauling your own horse, there's a bunch of stuff you want to make sure you get organized before you go. You need to make sure your tow vehicle and your horse trailer are in good shape and ready to hit the road. Make sure your tires are in good shape, that your vehicle has had a recent service, brakes should be in good shape, fluids checked, oil changed, filters clean, your headlights, your brake lights, all that should be working. Your fuel tank should be full. You should make sure your brake controller works. And of course, make sure you have emergency supplies such as road flares, road triangles, a safety vest if you have to change tires on the side of a road, a star wrench. I've been stuck without one, not a good thing. Jumper cables. And if you live on the West Coast, you want to make sure you pack chains for both the truck and the trailer. If you're traveling late fall to early spring because of the many mountain ranges we have. And by all means, buy a Jiffy Jack. For changing dual tires on a truck or trailer tires, a Jiffy Jack is an absolute lifesaver. Similar preparation needs to go into your trailer, whether you're hauling a horse trailer or if you're bringing a travel trailer to live in at the horse shows. Tires, wheel bearings, brakes, lights, batteries should be charged. Always check the floorboards of your trailer to make sure there's no rust or rot. All the latches should close firmly. And of course, always do a visual inspection of both the inside and the outside of your horse trailer to make sure there is nothing broken and that there are no sharp edges that could potentially injure your animal. Once you figure out how you are going to get your horse to where it needs to go, you also must ensure that you have proper paperwork to go with the horse. You will need proof of a negative Coggins and a recent health certificate. Your horse should be up to date on any vaccinations that might be applicable to the area in which you're traveling. And if you're unsure, check with your veterinarian because they do paperwork quite often for traveling horses and they can give you the guidance you need. So you know how your horse is going to get where it's going, and now you need to pack the stuff you're going to need while you're gone. For my clients, I've created a show packing list to give them an idea of what supplies they might need to put into their tack trunks and I will include a link to that list in my show notes. I don't want to read through the whole list, but a quick overview is you need to bring grooming supplies, braiding supplies, first aid supplies, all your tacking equipment for your horse, ranging from your bridle, martingale, and saddle, down to tack cleaning stuff, a lunge line, and side reins. You have to remember to pack your equipment as well. Your helmet, your boots, spurs, whips, gloves, your show clothes, your non-show clothes. And if you're taking care of your own horse, you need to bring the stuff for his stall care. He needs his feed and his grain and his supplements, any routine medications, any emergency medications, bucket snaps, wheelbarrows, etc., etc. If you're traveling and you will be away from home, don't forget about hotel reservations or house rentals. If you're bringing your pet, make sure you're going to a pet-friendly facility and that your accommodations will also accept pets. Arrange for a house sitter or farm sitter if necessary. And if your significant other wants to come along and he doesn't share the love of horses like you do, have a list of things he or she can do while you're busy showing your horse. Lastly, remember to pack a sense of humor, because I guarantee you, you will need it. Well, I hope you found this somewhat helpful, and I hope you will tune in again for another episode of The Barn Isle. But for the time being, enjoy post-pandemic life, and I will talk to you all again later. Have a great one. Happy trails. Hi, it's Denise again. You can visit me on Instagram or Facebook at Barn Isle Podcast. Any questions, comments, suggestions, reach out. I look forward to talking with you soon. Have a great one.